This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Well, Greece has pulled a rabbit out of the hat. The Greek government was required by Tuesday to make a $1 billion repayment to the IMF. At the 11th hour, it came up with the goods. Now we know why or how it took the money from an emergency account held by the IMF itself. Reserves which the IMF holds on behalf of all member states and which are only meant to be released in cases of, quote, extraordinary need, unquote. Experts say Greece must now repay the money it withdrew from the IMF account as soon as possible. Greece may have negotiated this latest hurdle, but the crisis is far from over. Greece are due to pay another $3.1 billion to the IMF by the 13th of July and another $4.1 billion to the European Central Bank on the 20th of July. Greece has a total government debt of $448 billion. The European Union is refusing to release more bailout money unless Greece introduces acceptable austerity measures. Yet After 3 months of negotiations, that hasn't happened. Indeed, the Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, was elected on an anti-austerity platform only months ago. He insists there can be no further cuts to pensions, no further industrial relations reform. On Tuesday, I was photographed surrounded by cheering Greek cleaning ladies. Those cleaning ladies are some of 595 cleaners formerly employed to clean Greek government buildings. They were sacked as part of the austerity measures. Tsipras has rehired them. In Europe, I think you can say we are entering dangerous economic territory.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.